The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks and Shana Tova. How are you?
Good afternoon, Kathy, everybody. Shana Tova. Happy 5780. Hope it will be a great year for all of us.
Please, God. Let's talk about Netanyahu's indictment, his indictment hearings began today. Any revelations, anything new coming out? What's the process?
No great revelations. We had what we call the pre-indictment hearings, which began today, and the Prime Minister was not at the hearing. He was allegedly trying to form a government, but his lawyers were there. They were at court as the Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit is pushing forward with the indictment, and these include charges of bribery, corruption allegations, and so forth. And they seem to be quite confident that they can refute these kinds of allegations. But he wasn't there, and apparently the team that is representing Prime Minister Netanyahu, and they will be facing off against 20 state prosecution officials, which is quite something. And this will, of course, be led by Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit, as well as the state prosecutor. His name is Shai Nitzan, and Liat Ben-Ari. She is the lead prosecutor. So this is pretty heavy stuff. And there was a lot of a demonstration outside the courthouse today, not quite in support of the Prime Minister, many saying that it's time that he faces these charges. And according to Mandelblit, they are going to focus on what they call Case 4000. And this is the most severe of the cases. This was up for discussion this week. These are the allegations.
That's basic, right?
That Prime Minister... yes, these are the allegations that he pushed forward, what they call regulatory decisions, when he held the portfolio of communications minister from 2015 to 2017. And this is the Bezek telecom, and he pushed it forward so that he could get positive coverage from Walla News site. And it also includes a proposed bribery charge for both Netanyahu and Shaul Elovich, who is the controlling shareholder in Bezek Telecom, as well as Walla, the news site. So the other two cases, or the other allegations, which are known as Case 1000 and Case 2000, I don't know why there's no Case 3000, but they will start hearings for that on Monday and Tuesday.
Very interesting. And what's happened with Sarah Netanyahu? What's happened with her cases and the allegations against her?
Well, at the moment, all the emphasis, all the attention is on Bibi Netanyahu. We haven't heard much about the situation with Sarah Netanyahu. I think that's going to be tried separately. I think the Attorney General wants very much to get through the allegations against the Prime Minister, because we are in a very precarious time at the moment with trying to form a government, and any allegations against Sarah Netanyahu will be dealt with, I think, as soon as we get through these, which are, you know, the more serious ones, because we are in the process of having to try and forge ahead with some kind of government.
All right, and what's happening with that? I mean, have there been any new developments? What is happening? I mean, I've been, you know, I dip in and out of the news, and like, this has changed, and then it has, and then it's kind of undone, and, you know, what's the status of the government?
Okay, so where we're standing at the moment is that the Prime Minister Netanyahu, he was given the mandate by President Rivlin last week to form a government. And just before Rosh Hashanah came in on Sunday night, it was rumored that he would perhaps hand back the mandate to the president. So where we are at the moment is that both Gantz from Kahol V'Lavan and Netanyahu were supposed to sit down and meet today to try and move through the impasse. Gantz saying to Netanyahu, let's discuss some of the tachlis issues before we start apportioning who holds what portfolio, or the horse trading, as we call it. I mean, we're coming on the back of a new Knesset, which will still be sworn in on Thursday, even though we don't have a formal government set up. So the meeting between the two leaders was cancelled today, and this morning it was announced that Likud and Kahol V'Lavan, the negotiators, won't sit together. However, we have heard through the course of the day that they have sat together and they've started to divvy up some of the Knesset committees. The Home Committee will go to Likud. The Foreign and Defense Committees, which I think are the key portfolios that Kahol VeLevan, or Blue and White, as they're also called, will want, will go to them. And the Finance Committee, which in the previous Knesset was headed by United Torah Judaism, will be retained by United Torah Judaism. So if there is no impasse that is kind of pushed through, there is the possibility that Netanyahu will still hand his mandate back to President Rivlin. Now, Avigdor Lieberman being Avigdor Lieberman, he has a few proposals of his own. He hasn't said what they are, but he has said that if we don't move closer to a unity government, he's going to put forward his own proposal, whatever that may be. Of course, this is Avigdor Lieberman. It could be very, very interesting, because under no circumstances do we want to go to a situation where we are facing a possible third set of elections. And, you know, there's the allegations from Gantz that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not interested in kind of discussing the option of a revolving premiership. And if the mandate gets given back to the president, what will happen is the president is likely to tap Gantz or hand him the mandate of forming a government, or it could go to another minister. But against any costs, we don't want a third election.
Fascinating. Very, very quickly, from the Knesset, Israel's parliament, to let's talk about the Austrian parliament. And they've decided to classify BDS as anti-Semitic. What prompted this?
Well, isn't this quite extraordinary? So earlier this year, we discussed a bit about the fact that the German Bundestag had voted to declare BDS anti-Semitic. So what is very interesting is now the Austrian government, which is known to be very, very right-wing. It's raised a lot of concern amongst the Jewish leaders around the world. You know, is Israel, you know, aligning itself with a right-wing government? And there's elements of the Austrian government that are seen to be neo-Nazi. But there are also elements within the Austrian government, such as the Green Party, who are deemed to be, you know, very far left. And the Green Party around the world, I know Australia, for one example, are not very pro-Israel. But in this case, they're pushing forward. They're actually leading the charge to have the Austrian government vote to declare BDS an anti-Semitic campaign. And they have said that the calls for boycotts against Israel are exactly like the calls for boycotts against Jews during the Nazi regime. So that is absolutely fascinating, that two countries where we saw the absolute the manifestation of the worst anti-Semitism against Jews, which led to the Holocaust, both of these countries have taken steps to declare BDS, boycott, divestment and sanctions, which pretend to be a human rights movement. They're taking major steps now to declare them anti-Semitic.
Absolutely fascinating. And that is where we leave it today, Rolene Marks. Thank you so much. Look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Chat to you tomorrow. Got to go work off those calories now. God bless.
Cheers. Have a good evening.